Talk what's cool with kids.
It's time once again for What's Cool with the Kids. So you're saying my flip phone's not cool?
All right, I am so excited. And this is the first time, I was just telling Cleo this, that I've had a kid all by himself in here without any parents. So it's all go now, right? We've got just you and I here. Yeah. All right, so I am so excited to welcome Cleo McLean. He is the teen runner that we all saw in the paper from the Napa Valley Marathon, and you kicked some serious butt in that marathon, didn't you?
Yeah.
So welcome. Tell us how old you are and where you go to school.
So I'm Cleo McLean, and I just turned 14. I go to Robert Louis Stevenson Middle School.
And that is in?
St. Helena.
Okay. So you and I were just having a little chit-chat about kind of where you got to this point. So tell us a little bit about running and having a healthy lifestyle and what got you to this point where you are now.
Well, when I was a little bit younger, like fourth grade, my sister started like going on like runs and playing soccer every morning. And it kind of just motivated me to try harder. And then she got to the middle school and was getting straight A's, and I thought that was really cool. And so in fifth grade, I started academically, like, excelling. And then in sixth grade, I started, like, I didn't run then, but I started exercising more. And
was she a runner?
She wasn't really a runner, but she would run just to get the exercise from running.
Okay.
And she was a big motivator for me.
That's amazing. And she's your older sister.
Yeah.
Is this your only sibling?
No, I also have a older sister who is 24.
Okay.
And two stepbrothers on one side and two stepbrothers on the other
side. Oh my
gosh,
you got a big family.
Yeah.
And you're the baby.
Yes.
Okay. So your sister got you motivated to go running. And had you ever done any kind of running like that before?
Where when I was running, in like fourth grade, I did like the 5K for like Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But I would walk every like 2 minutes.
So you're like, I'm just doing this with the family. It's Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, like I tried, but I did really bad and I was very slow.
Okay. So all of a sudden you start running and you're like, I'm going to run in the marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did that all come about?
I don't know. Social media influenced me a lot. I saw a lot of people posting stuff about the Napa Valley Marathon, and I thought it would be cool. And so I decided, why not?
And so what kind of training did you have to do to get ready for this marathon?
It was really loose training. I didn't have anyone guiding me. I just kind of based it off of my little knowledge of running, and I would run usually 5 miles a day.
Wow.
But I also had basketball during that time.
Okay, wow.
When I was training, so I'd have to get it in before practice.
Yeah.
And so I think that if I didn't have basketball, I would have trained better and harder because I would have more time to do it. But it kind of limited me to what I could do. So
sure.
I normally never went over 5 or 4 miles, and I ran 10 miles once, and then that was it.
Wow. And was your sister training with you all this time? Did she run the marathon with you as well?
She did not.
Oh, okay. You did this on your own.
Yeah.
Look at you. Good job. So then what happened at the marathon? You came in what place? Was there age groups?
First in my age group.
First in your age group.
And 121st out of like 2,500.
My goodness. But first in your age group.
Yeah.
What was your time?
1:35:50.
Were you surprised when you came across first in your age group?
I thought there was a kid ahead of me, but I apparently passed him. So.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. How'd you feel after that?
I didn't feel too tired, but my muscles were super sore.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
But when I looked at like what my placement was, it said I came in second place in my age group.
Uh-huh.
But then when I looked at the picture of the person who got first place, it was like a 30-year-old who got the wrong bib.
Right. So he was not in your age group. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So that's amazing. Your family must be so proud of you.
Yeah.
And your sister, too, who motivated you to start all this.
Yeah. And that motivated her to run faster, too.
Awesome. So now, what, you guys competing against each other now?
Yeah.
So you're going to run some more marathons?
I'm planning on running the Napa Valley Half Marathon next year as well.
Okay.
And possibly my friend Matt Heilman, who's an adult, will for my birthday. He has a friend who lives in Boston, so I might be able to run the Boston Half Marathon.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations. I hope you get that far.
Yeah.
Okay. One last question. What kind of shoes do you wear for running?
Nike, and I have these Hoka Ona Onas, and they're really bulky and they're really ugly, but they're really
they get you where you want to go.
Yeah, and they make you kind of slow, but they're really good on recovery days. And
nice.
They make your knees and like your joints feel a lot better.
So do you have any advice for somebody that's never run a marathon before and that would want to try and do this?
Don't just only run. You also want to have a healthy diet to get you there. And you want to eat enough protein. You don't want to be starving yourself.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water, of course.
The days before.
Well, I am so proud of you, and I'm so happy to meet you. I met you actually at the expo when they did the job fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have fun that day?
It was all right.
Yeah. Well, because we got to think of the future now, right? Because you're getting there, right?
Yeah.
All right. So congratulations. Thanks for coming in today, and I want you to come to our new studio after you run your next marathon. Can we do that?
Okay.
All right. Sounds good, Cleo. Thanks for coming in today.
All right. Thank
you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Matthews Mattress Memorial Day Triple Savings Sales Event is on now. Huge savings on Tempur-Pedic of up to...